This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today we are speaking with Dr. Robert Hayden, a media spokesperson and the Georgia delegate for the American Chiropractic Association, the largest professional chiropractic organization in the United States. He is also a practicing chiropractor in Griffin, Georgia. Dr. Hayden, a pleasure to have you with us today on the program.
Thanks for having me. It's great to be here, and it's an honor to represent the ACA.
And certainly an honor to have you with us, visiting with us as well. So let's get started. Let's talk about back pain. Who is at risk of suffering from back pain?
Well, Eric, it's almost everybody, and particularly as we age. Research shows that about 80% of the population will experience back pain at some point during their lives. This is only number two common reason for visiting doctor's offices, and only the common cold beats us out. And that's very common. Sometimes back pain is sharp and intense and caused by a wrong move or an injury. Sometimes those heal in a few days or a few weeks. But there are others who experience back pain as a more chronic condition that may last months. This seriously impacts people's ability to work, to enjoy time with family and friends, and do things that they enjoy. That chronic pain means that people can't do things they want to do. That tends to isolate people. It's a threat to a family. We chiropractors get that because if someone particularly is the breadwinner for a family, if their back is not allowing them to work, then that's an economic threat. So there are economic, social, and psychological repercussions to this chronic pain. So it's a very, very serious issue. There was a recent global survey of health conditions that identified back pain as the single most disabling condition worldwide. So as lifestyles really have become more sedentary, and the rate of obesity has risen, which is really one of the epidemics of our time, back pain has become increasingly prevalent, and that's even among young children.
Quite amazing, and that is so true. Now, what can the public do for themselves to improve and maintain their spinal health throughout their lifetime?
Well, two easy words, healthy living. Things like regular exercise. Looking at the ergonomics of your workspace, proper lifting and moving techniques, and better nutrition go a long way to helping people strengthen their spines and potentially avoid serious injury and chronic pain. And here are a few tips. The typical American lifestyle is just far too sedentary. Our backs get better when we take a break from sitting to walk around or exercise. So we coach people to take a brisk, maybe 100 steps an hour, take the stairs instead of the elevator, and use technology to count the number of steps daily and set personal goals. Good ergonomics at the workstation helps a good bit. The computer is a major factor here. People hump over their keyboards, reach for a mouse in a way that stresses the shoulder, the back, and the neck. When lifting something, bend the knees, keep the object close to the body. Use the natural levers of the upper extremities to pull something toward your core and avoid twisting while you're lifting. That will help. If you are lifting something heavy, don't pull. That invites a strain, particularly in the back. Push instead. Use your core strength. That'll help. Let comfort guide you when choosing shoes to wear. I made a personal decision some time back that my comfort at work trumps my fashion. Low-heeled shoes are better, and we have the technology in our offices to to augment the arches of the foot with good orthotics. When shopping for a mattress, we suggest one with this medium firmness, is comfortable to the skin, but supports the skeleton. We coach people to sleep in a side position, not on your back or stomach. That's a better way to keep your spine straight. And use a body pillow. Hug it so that it supports the upper and lower extremities. Regular exercise will help to prepare your back and your muscles to respond in pain-free ways. It'll improve endurance and balance and keep your weight down. Speaking of which, maintaining a healthy diet allows the spine to receive nutrients it needs for good health. And we all eat junk food and snacks occasionally, but keeping that to a minimum will help. The calorie load from those snack foods tends to be very high, and the nutrient value tends to be very low. That's not a good combination. And the last thing that comes to mind is if you smoke, just quit. There's nothing good that smoking does for you. It impairs blood flow. That impedes the delivery of oxygen and nutrition to the tissues in the spine.
Most helpful information there. Now, what if self-care alone doesn't work? How can chiropractors help in these regards?
If you experience back pain that just isn't going away on its own, call your chiropractor. 35 million Americans seek chiropractic care each year. Past surveys show that the consumers are very happy with the services they receive, as reflected in numerous patient satisfaction surveys. With a thorough knowledge of the structure and functioning of the human body, chiropractors make diagnoses and take conservative steps to correct problems using spinal adjustments and lifestyle changes, among other treatments. The spinal manipulation is one of the primary forms of treatment performed by doctors and chiropractic, is a recommended option for back pain treatment. It's also well supported by research.
Today we are joined by Dr. Robert Hayden, a media spokesperson and the Georgia delegate for the American Chiropractic Association, the largest professional chiropractic organization within the United States. He is also a practicing chiropractor in Griffin, Georgia, visiting with us here today on eHealth Radio's Chiropractor and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Dr. Hayden, what evidence is available to support what chiropractors do?
Well, it's abundant. The American College of Physicians, or ACP, is the largest medical specialty society in the world. They recently updated their back pain treatment guidelines to support a conservative approach to care. This published in the Annals of Internal Medicine and based on a review of randomized controlled trials and some observational studies. The ACP guidelines cite heat therapy, massage, acupuncture, and spinal manipulation, which is what we do, a centerpiece of chiropractic care, and possible options for non-invasive, non-drug therapies for low back pain. Those ACP guidelines go on to say that when such treatments provide little or no relief, only then should patients move on to medications such as ibuprofen or muscle relaxants, which research indicates have limited pain relief effects. According to the ACP guidelines, prescription opioids should be a last resort for those suffering from back pain. And the risk of addiction and overdose may outweigh the benefits. And of course, we have a nationwide opiate crisis now. Research also shows that spinal manipulation is a cost-effective treatment for back pain. There's a 2012 study that found that spinal manipulation for back pain was cost-effective used either alone or with other therapies. There's another study based on Washington State workers that found that almost 43% of people who visited a surgeon first for work-related back pain eventually went on to have surgery. Those that visit the chiropractor first had about 1.5% of those advanced to surgery. When you avoid surgery, you save patients some suffering, you save a lot of money and potential disability.
Lastly, Dr. Hayden, how can people learn more about chiropractic and find a good chiropractor near them?
Well, the American Chiropractic Association has launched a movement in the chiropractic profession that's built on the highest membership standards And I'm working hand in hand with other healthcare professionals. It's evidence-based, and I'm making sure that that ACA logo that you may see in the office is assigned to patients that our members promise the best possible healthcare. So to find an ACA chiropractor near you, you can check the American Chiropractic Association's website. That's www.acatoday.org/findadoctor. That's a search tool that provides names and contact information of ACA chiropractors in your area. And in many of those cases, it will list the doctor's specialties, so you can match those possibly with your own needs. It might be interesting for people to know that when chiropractors join the ACA, the doctors are asked to sign the ACA's Pledge of Professional Values and comply with the ACA's Code of Ethics. And those promote the highest possible standards of ethics and patient care.
Dr. Hayden, most informative, and we can't thank you enough for spending a moment with us here today on eHealth Radio. Certainly have appreciated it.
Thank you. It's a privilege to be here.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with, once again, Dr. Robert Hayden, a media spokesperson and the Georgia delegate for the American Chiropractic Association, the largest professional chiropractic organization in the United States. He is also a practicing chiropractor in Griffin, Georgia. And for all the details, visit acatoday.org. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And again, as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.